very fortunate. One of the very dear beloved disciples of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada has joined us. He has performed some of the most important services in the history of this movement. He was one of the leading devotees in the original library party, and he and Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami were a team, and they traveled to the most difficult places in the world and set all records in establishing Srila Prabhupada's books in the libraries of the universities and colleges throughout the earth. Also, for some time he was the general manager, president, and protector of Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari Mandir in Juhu. Also, in America, at one time Srila Prabhupada's palace, his Pushpa Samadhi in the West, was just built and unknown, and he was the manager of Prabhupada's palace, and through his efforts, every major magazine, every major newspaper, every major television station was glorifying Srila Prabhupada's palace. Hundreds and thousands, tens and thousands of people were coming to see Srila Prabhupada, and he really made Srila Prabhupada so well known, understood, and famous in the Western world. Many more things we could say, but he is always our well-wisher and friend. He's always bestowing his blessings upon the devotees of Radha Gopinath. I'd like to introduce Sri Mahabhuti Prabhu. Let us welcome him to Sri Radha Gopinath. And his auspicious wife, who's perhaps one of the most excellent preparers of prasad in the entire movement. Devotees from all over the world come to Mahabhuti's house just to taste the wonderful devotional preparations of his good wife. Radha, or Rasa Biharini Devi Dasi. Let us offer our welcome.
Hariyo! Hariyo! Hariyo!
Where is she? You can stand up, please. Hariyo. And also one wonderful devotee who Rasa Biharini and Mahabhuti Prabhu have been preaching to and who have become a beautiful and wonderful devotee is Sri Devi Dasi. Can you stand up, please? Please welcome her to Mahabhuti. Mahabhuti is perhaps the most learned and devoted bhaktas of Lord Narasimhadev in the entire International Society for Krishna Consciousness. In fact, probably in the entire world. If you go to his house, you will see a beautiful deity of Lord Narasimhadev in the center of his altar, ancient deity, several hundreds of years old, and every day they perform wonderful puja. He sings many, many, many wonderful mantras in glorification of Lord Narasimhadev. He's always decorated with beautiful clubs and swords, rifles, pistols. chakras, like that. And since today Lord Narasimhadeva revealed himself in such a wonderful way, we would like to ask Mahabodhi Prabhu to give his commentary or realizations of Lord Narasimhadeva, who is one of the most merciful protectors of the devotees, the incarnation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he participated in inaugurating, protecting this Harinam Sankirtan movement. It's interesting because this movement is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. And from the very beginning, when the Sankirtan movement was first threatened by demoniac forces, it was Lord Narasimhadeva that so munificently appeared and changed the heart of Chankazi and transformed him into a devotee. So Srila Prabhupada had us chant after every arti of Sankirtan of the Holy Name the prayers to Lord Narasimhadeva, who was protector of the Harinam Sankirtan movement. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur also explained that devotees worship Lord Narasimhadeva because he destroys all obstacles in the purified chanting of the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So we are very, very blessed tonight that we will hear from the very lips of Sri Narasimhadeva's intimate devotee about his glory as the protector of the Sankirtan movement. Mahabodhi Prabhu ki
jai. Hare Krishna. We are very thankful for the nice introduction by Radhanath Maharaj. He's very expert in glorifying. Actually, we are not any of those things other than Prabhupada first called me. The first time he saw me, he called me a kripana. That is more accurate of my description, that the one who is a miserly. But since he's asked us to speak about Lord Narasimha, it is with great honor we will do so. Hare Krishna. Om Agnyat Mirandasya Gnanjana Salakai Chaksu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Aham Vishnam Badram Mrityu Mrityam Namami Aham. So, we have been in India now for just a little over a week. We went to the holy dhams, and this is the most active of all the temples we've been to, and the most hospitable. So first of all, we thank all the assembled devotees for their hospitality and their warm welcome. Hare Krishna. So we saw tonight that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to come personally to inaugurate the Sankirtan movement. So he is the sum total of all the incarnations are there with Lord Chaitanya. So when it is understood, when the Supreme Lord appears, that all of the avatars, they're also there within the form, within the roop of his Supreme Personality. So just as Lord Narasimhadeva was very much eager to come when Prahlad was being tortured by Hiranyakasipu, he was eager, waiting to come out of the pillar when Prahlad Maharaj said, when Hiranyakasipu asked, is he in this pillar? And Prahlad Maharaj said, yes. Then I will kill him. And as he took that sword, ready to beat the pillar, Lord Narasimhadeva appeared. He was very much eager to come out to protect his devotee. So in the same way that Lord Chaitanya, who came personally to inaugurate the spiritual platform, this all-encompassing deliverance of, by the holy names, that when threatened by the Yavanas, the Malechas, those against the instructions of the Vedic literature, Lord Narsingha was very eager to come and participate in the Leela of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because for the devotee, the Supreme Lord, He is the protector. Lord Narasingadev, we are prayed to the lotus feet of Lord Narasingadev, who has eyes burning like flames. He has fingernails that ripped apart the Supreme Hiranyakasipu. So that same Supreme Lord who tore apart the demon Hiranyakasipu blessed Prahlad Maharaj with His hands. So how is that? In one side, for the demons, that He is seen as death personified. Death Himself is fearful of Lord Narasingadev. So what to speak of the demons? But in those same hands, with the same hands that tore apart Hiranyakasipu, He's blessing the devotee Prahlad Maharaj. So Lord Narasingadev, He is very kind hearted to all the devotees who are trying to elicit His order, trying to come back to Him. But for those who are against the order of God, those who are against who are trying to cause havoc to the spiritual movement, then Lord Narasingadev is called upon by the devotees to please come and help them. Lord Narasingha, He is within and He is without. There is one prayer that simply by calling upon the name of Lord Narasingadev, that He is so fearful that all the wives of the demons, they were having miscarriages. People were leaving all from the higher planetary system. They were running in fear simply at hearing the roar of Lord Narasingadev. He is so fearful that even Lakshmi, that Narada Muni, Rama, they could not come in front of Him to pacify Him. They were fearful of His great presence. But Prahlad Maharaj, in His humble, meek, as only a young boy, not very learned, not very knowledgeable, but simply somehow came in supplication to the Supreme Lord, and He was very kind and merciful. So similarly, in this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Leela, the devotees, Lord Chaitanya came to simply deliver the most fallen souls. In Kali Yuga, everyone is fallen. Kala Sudra Sambhavo, everyone is born Sudra. There is no Gyan. There is no knowledge hardly at all. Does one know how to live? Is there sanskaras being performed? There is hardly anything. Spiritual knowledge is practically nil. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that the age is so difficult that what is the possibility of people being delivered by some other process? So He gave the topmost process, the holy name. So in that deliverance, anyone who accepts, anyone who takes this Harinam Sankirtan, who simply surrenders, it takes in their heart, the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Prabhu can be delivered. So Lord Narasingha, feeling, wanting to participate in that Leela of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at the time when there was need, when the Chand Kazi, as you saw tonight's play, had gathered his so-called material forces in his ambition to try to stop the Sankirtan movement, then Lord Narasingha appeared and just let him know that if he tries to do this again, he will simply be bifurcated like Hiranyakasipu. So make no doubt, the devotee, he is very humble. Chanadapi sunachena tororapi sohistuna amane manadena kirtinaya sadahari. He's very humble, he's very tolerant, he's very merciful. But behind him, because he is doing everything for the Supreme Lord's benefit, he is offering everything to the Supreme Lord. So if there's some need, the Supreme Lord fulfills. So if there's some need that the demons are coming forward to try to stop this movement, that they're trying to stop the holy name, that they're trying to stop the devotees from preaching, then the devotee in his heart should know to call upon the name of Lord Narasingha. Jai Narasingha, Sri Narasingha, Jai Jai Narasingha, Praladadesha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringha. Because as soon as they call upon the Lord, He will appear in His ferocious form and protect the devotee. Whether one knows this or not, it is a fact. That simply the mercy of the Supreme Lord, He is there for the devotees who are trying to propagate His service. Then as Yogeshwara, He is the supreme master of all mysticism. He is the master and controller of this world. And whenever there is anyone trying to stop the bona fide process of this performing the Sankirtan movement, then Lord Narasingha will appear by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we are very fortunate. Not only we are all bhaktas of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and in the activities of this Chaitanya Leela, all of the different Das avatars, they've all performing, eager to come in to perform in this Leela, to take play, to take some role, take some part in trying to help out the Sankirtan movement. So for the devotee, we should have no fear. We should become fearless. Prabhupada had said, Vyasatmaka Buddhi. One should become fixed upon the instructions of the spiritual master, make that his life and soul. And in that so doing, become fearless. Become fearless. Why? Even if they take this life, even if, what is the difficulty? They may take this body, they may kill it, but we are eternal. Our eternal form is there to always serve Krishna. But we should understand, by becoming fearless, Lord Narasinghadev, He is there as the tips of our prayers when we pray to Him. Namaste Narasinghaya Pralanaladadayanin Hiranyakasipu Baksha Silatam Kannakalayin. He is there. Surely, just as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there, as Sri Krishna is there, Lord Narasingha Bhagavan is also there. He is there to help protect the devotee and to help help him in any way that is needed to help push forward this movement. So we should become fearless in our presentation and preaching. And somehow or other, by the mercy of the Supreme Lord, take shelter of those kind, merciful hands that ripped apart the chest of Hiranyakasipu and blessed the devotee Prahlad Maharaj, that we take shelter of such a personality as Lord Narasingha. Certainly He will be kind upon us and give us His blessings that we may go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna.
It's the most auspicious day of the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Yuga Avatar. In order that we have full energy and enthusiasm to participate in the wonderful worship that will be taking place throughout the day, we will end our program early this evening and request everyone to take rest as early as possible. Beginning from Mangal Arati until well into the night tomorrow, we will be having wonderful celebrations. There will be Mangal Arati, Tulsi Puja. This begins at 5:00. It is a very special day to very attentively chant our japa together with great attention and devotion. Then after greeting the beautiful form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Radha Gopinath and Sri Gopal, who will be wearing their new clothes and ornaments prepared by the love of their devotees. After beholding the wonderful darshan of the Lord, we will worship His pure and most empowered servant, Srila Prabhupada, during Guru Puja. Then after chanting the Brahma Samhita, the prayers that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally discovered at the Adi Keshava temple in South India, and considered that these prayers are the very essence of all knowledge. He personally copied down those prayers and kept them with him and revealed them to the world. After chanting Brahma Samhita for the pleasure of Lord Chaitanya, we will chant the beautiful prayers by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sri Sachi Sutta Astakam. Then we will have class from Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita about the glories of the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then throughout the day, devotees will be speaking and having kirtan. His Holiness Chandramali Swami Maharaj, His Holiness Srila Giriraj Swami Maharaj, His Grace Sri Mahabhuti Prabhu, His Holiness Sri Nityodita Swami Maharaj, Keshav Bharati Prabhu, and others will be speaking the glories of Lord Chaitanya throughout the day, along with wonderful bhajans and kirtans. So we urge everyone to please participate throughout the day at Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir. In the evening there will be beautiful abhishek to the all-merciful, all-beautiful golden forms of Sri Sri Nithai Gaura Chandra. Then there will be a lecture on the glories of Lord Gaurasundar and the importance of Gaur Purnima in our lives and for the benefit of the whole world. And then the culmination will be the beautiful Gaura Arati. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared at moonrise. At that time, we will celebrate by following the most important of all paths, the path of Sri Harinam Sankirtan. In a great tumultuous roar, we will call out the holy names of Krishna and dance in great devotion as Lord Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu has taught us. Tomorrow is a fast until moonrise, and then there will be a wonderful feast. Also tomorrow there may be some beautiful dramas in glorification of the Lord. And so much nice service, cooking the offerings for Lord Chaitanya's evening feast, decorating the temple, helping decorate the altar, making garlands, so please come with great eagerness to celebrate the wonderful appearance of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Gaur Bhakta Brinda ki. Tonight we saw a beautiful drama of the Lord's mercy upon Chandkazi, and the power of the Hari Kirtan movement. Lord Chaitanya himself, with his associates, would personally perform beautiful dramas. In Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, there is the story of that very, very famous play that the Lord and his devotees performed at the house of his maternal uncle, Chandrasekhar Acharya. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called his devotees. He specifically called upon Sadashiva and Buddhimanta Khan. And he said, "Tonight, I want to perform a wonderful drama. And in this drama, I will play the part of the goddess of fortune, and I will dance. You should arrange wonderful costumes and ornaments for the players. And also arrange all other props and paraphernalia. Buddhimanta Khan and Sadashiva, immediately taking the Lord's order as their life and soul, began to make wonderful arrangements. And they all gathered at Chandrasekhar's house. And they presented so many beautiful costumes and ornaments. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally appointed each of his devotees a particular role in this drama and gave them their costumes. And in the evening, all the confidential associates, the devotees, gathered together to witness this wonderful play produced and enacted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. It began where the devotees had a tumultuous kirtan of the chanting of the holy names. Then Mukunda began to sing beautiful songs in glorification of the Lord. At that time, Haridas Thakur appeared on the stage. He was dressed in a costume. He had a mustache, artificial mustache, and he was holding a stick. And very loudly he began to call out that everyone, please be awake, be attentive, worship Krishna, serve Krishna, and chant Krishna's name. At that time, one of the devotees in the audience called out, "Who are you and why are you here?" And Haridas replied, "I am a policeman and I have come from Vaikuntha. Why have I come? To make you alert and awake to receive the mercy of the Lord. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has appeared, and tonight, in the role of the goddess of fortune, he will dance." Then Srivas appeared with the costume of Sri Narada Muni. And he looked so much like Narada Muni. The costumes were so well prepared that no one could recognize who the actors were. Sachi Mata, the mother of Lord Chaitanya, she turned to Malini, the wife of Srivas, and said, "Who is that? Is that Srivas?" And Malini said, "I cannot tell, but from the sound of his voice, it appears to be so." And then Advaitacharya called out, "Who are you? And why are you here?" He said, "I am Narada Muni, and I am Lord Krishna's personal singer, and I play my veena to glorify his holy name. And I have gone to Vaikuntha to worship the Lord. But in Vaikuntha, there was nobody there. All the families, all the husbands, all the wives, all the Lord's devotees, it was vacant. And I found someone and I asked, 'Where is everyone? Where is the Supreme Personality of Godhead?' And they told me that he has descended from Vaikuntha, and now he is residing in the district of Nadia, in the city of Navadvip Dham. So I have come here to tell the world that the Supreme Lord, the most merciful of all incarnations, has descended in Navadvip to give what no other incarnation has ever given, pure love of Krishna to everyone and anyone who simply takes to the Sankirtan of the chanting of the holy name." And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared before everyone. He was in the dress of the goddess of fortune. He appeared with Nityananda Prabhu, who was in the dress of his grandmother, a very old lady. And the devotees could not tell who they were. The devotees were thinking, "The goddess of fortune has personally appeared. And who is this with her?" No one could recognize. Even Sachi Mata herself, she could not tell. Although from the day of his birth, she was seeing the beautiful face of Lord Gauranga in the ecstasy of the goddess of fortune. Even she could not recognize him. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taking the mood of Rukmini, began to offer her prayers to Lord Krishna. He began to write his letter in front of all the devotees. The ink was his tears. The paper was the ground. And the pen was his finger. And as he wrote, he recited the beautiful prayers of Rukmini Devi. She was glorifying the Lord as a supreme, all-attractive personality of Godhead who had captured her heart. But the great demon Shishupal was arranged to be married with her on the very next day. She was praying to Lord Krishna in her letter that I have given my heart to you and you alone, and I will certainly give my life, I will take my life in suicide if anyone else tries to take my heart away from you. In the same way, a devotee should know that the Shishupal of Maya is always trying to steal our consciousness away from the all-attractive and eternal lover of our heart, Sri Krishna. And in order to prevent the Shishupal of the demoniac tendencies of Maya from stealing away our hearts, we must also learn to weep and to pray for the mercy of the Lord. Lord Gaurasundar explained in this wonderful prayer how Rukmini explained to Krishna exactly how he could kidnap her if he was so merciful to do so. Before the marriage, I will be taken to the temple of the goddess Durga. And as I am coming out, please take me away. Take this lamb who has surrendered to you like a lion away from these jackals. As Lord Chaitanya was reciting these prayers, he was weeping tears of love. And all of the devotees were also completely immersed in the wonderful love of the performance of their Lord. Then Gadadhar Pandit, playing a gopi, also began to offer prayers to kirtan and dance. And the culmination was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again appeared. And as the kirtan was going out in all directions, he began to dance and dance and dance. The beauty of his dancing completely intoxicated everyone's hearts. The whole night passed, and then the sun began to rise in the horizon, and it was worse than death for the devotees that this beautiful dramatic performance of the Lord had to end. If these devotees lost 100 of their sons and daughters, it would not have been as painful to their heart as to be separated from the Lord. They looked upon the sun with such anger that the sun was rising, that it is only by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that by their glance the sun was not burned to ashes. But then Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu assumed the mood of the mother of all living beings and nourished by that love, they all became completely satisfied. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am the father, I am the mother, I am the friend, I am the protector of all living beings. When we surrender to the Lord and chant his name with great attention, all of our worries, all of our fears are destroyed. And the ultimate satisfaction of the heart is revealed. After that, for 7 days, the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya was more effulgent than the sun, and everyone in Nadia was remarking, "What is this wonderful effulgence?" But only the devotees knew. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first announced that there would be this dramatic performance, he told the devotees that everyone can come to this performance except those who have material desires. No one with material desires will be allowed. At that time, Advaitacharya, he said, "My Lord, I will not be able to attend because I have material desires." And then Srivas Pandit, lamenting, said, "I am also in the same predicament." And then all the devotees began to explain their disqualifications. But the Lord said, "If my devotees do not come, who will I dance for?" He said, "Tonight when you appear, you will all be the greatest controllers of your senses. You will all be the kings of yoga." So whatever our condition of life, if in a humble state of mind, we appeal to the Lord by His mercy, and His mercy only, can we have any qualification for devotional service. When we ask Srila Prabhupada, "What is our qualification to be dancing in the kirtan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?" Srila Prabhupada said, "You have no qualifications. I have made your qualifications. We simply have to be willing and eager to follow the instructions of the Lord and His pure devotees." So this wonderful dramatic performance by the Lord and His devotees was performed for the purification of all the worlds. And even to this day, following in the footsteps of the Lord, the devotees put on such beautiful plays for the pleasure of Guru and the Vaishnavas and for the pleasure of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki.